Showcase, podcast number 15. Tonight is August 28th of 2016. We're 1 month away from new shows, and I'll cover all that at the end of tonight's show. We have a special show tonight. This episode 15 is a tribute to Ron Hill, or he also could be known as Ron Up the Hill. He's a blues musician. Don't know if he was born in Des Moines or Joplin, Missouri, but he lived a lot of his life as a youth and later on in Des Moines. And one of the reasons that this show is important is I'm trying to find him. Me and a guitar player named J.C. Anderson had kept in touch with this guy. He was one of the great blues guys in town. Even in the 1990s, he had come back. I believe he had lived in New Mexico and had come back to Des Moines and just kind of reemerged on the scene. And we all loved him. We played with him. He's a bass player and singer and songwriter, just all-around musician. And then at some point, I think he went to Vegas. And then at some point when his wife died, he went to Chicago. He was on the south side, on the suburban south side of Chicago. And he was very unhappy, but he was still performing and playing. And he got the attention of Delmart Records. I don't know if it was through me in the blog or if it was, or if he had talked to them. But anyway, they were looking for him, and I was talking to him about him releasing or recording some material for Delmart. The last time I talked to him, Ron was very upset, and he was going to go back to New Mexico. And then he also talked to JC about that. Probably, I'm going to say about 8 years ago, and I'm not really sure how old he would be. I'm assuming he's somewhere around 70-ish, maybe a little older, but he said something about going back to New Mexico. The reason I'm bringing all this up is because the magic of the internet, and this show in particular, is that this show is downloaded in 25 of the 50 United States and in New Mexico. Holy cow, you guys have been really good to us. So I know one person in New Mexico that probably that I know is responsible for some downloads, but not all these. So I'm hoping not only those of you in New Mexico, but also California. We got a lot of listeners there. Throughout the South, we have a lot of listeners. And also overseas. Amazingly enough, we have people overseas now. It's just crazy. One of you has got to find this guy, because I'm going to tell you what, he is not someone who's going to just stay at home. He has to sing the blues, and you're going to tell from tonight's CD that this guy's the real deal. So I'm hoping, especially those between from New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California, if you see a blues cat, an older blues cat, and his name is Ron Hill, he needs to get a hold of either me or J.C. Anderson. I have a box of this CD that I'm playing tonight, and he needs these, and he should sell these. I don't know. They ended up with the South Skunk Blues Society, and then they ended up with a former officer of South Skunk. I have some, and then this guy that owns this bar in Kellogg, he also has some. So I really would love to get these things back to him. I really would like to see if Delmart might still be interested in him. What you're going to hear tonight, it's the CD called Healed. He produced this back in 2002. And for those of you that are hardcore blues fans, you're going to recognize it. It has that like a Malico sound to it, and yet he was nowhere down there. This was recorded mostly, it was recorded all in Iowa, I believe. There might have been one part where it was in Milwaukee, but most of it was in Otho. And then also he recorded at Catamount as well on this. So those are the two big studios here in Iowa as far as if you're going to do something creative. I mean, there's a lot of studios in Iowa, but these two really, I mean, they produce a lot of high-quality recordings that end up being, you know, put out and professional. Anyway, this CD, it has that Malico sound to it. It's got that Southern soul blues to it. So if you like, you know, if you like that kind of sound, you're going to love this because this is just, he just nails this. And he's got this great voice. As far as what he did when he grew up on Center Street in Des Moines, his uncle was a piano player, and I believe his father, I'm not sure his father was a musician, but I do know that because of segregation, that a lot of musicians stayed at their house before, you know, because, and this is just the truth here. I'm not trying to be, you know, good or bad about it, but Des Moines was a segregated city in the 50s and 40s and even into the 1960s, the early 60s. And so when a black performer would come in to play Des Moines, they couldn't stay in a hotel. They had to stay in a boarding house on Center Street, or if they were lucky and knew a musician, could stay at a musician's house. And there were a lot of musicians in Des Moines on Center Street in that neighborhood. And so, you know, some of the greats, that's where they ended up, was at some guy's house, and then they would play music. And so, you know, Ron got a chance to hear some of the greats that just came through. And so that obviously had an influence on him. Eventually, he performed, and he used to play in Chicago as a young man. And again, he played with a lot of the greats, but because he was a singer, that always would make it kind of tough, because they would be more wanting to hire him as a bass player, not as a singer. And so he's never really got his due. Because, you know, you end up being a side guy, and then people don't realize just how good you are. And again, eventually he came back to Des Moines, and he was probably one of the best musicians in the 90s, as far as I was concerned, in Des Moines, because that was before George Davis had come back. He was kind of in retirement, and Harlan was playing a little bit, but not a whole lot. He's running a jam over on in the east side of downtown before the East Village was anything. He was down there doing a jam. And Jimmy Pryor was playing jams, but he wasn't really doing a whole lot. I mean, Ron was the guy. So anyway, I want you to listen to this, and I want you, this is, you know what I'm hoping is that somewhere out there in the world that he is playing somewhere, and you will find him. His last known place was down in Chicago in the suburbs. He wasn't by Joliet. He was between there and Chicago. And I don't think he's there because I had his phone number and I called that several times and it was disconnected, and he had said he was going to Mexico, and JC Anderson had talked to him at some point, so I'm pretty sure if he's anywhere, it's going to be the Southwest. So if you see a guy in his 70s, bass guitar player with an amazing voice, ask him his name, and if it's Ron Hill, tell him that we're all thinking about him, and we need to get a hold of him again, because like I said, we got a bunch of CDs that he might want and sell. All right. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the show, and I want to come back at the end, and we'll go ahead and update you on what's going on with the Iowa Blues Showcase. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Up the Hill and the album Healed on tonight's Iowa Blues Showcase.
You're the sweetest thing, so sweet you make honey taste like a lemon. tastes like a green persimmon. Oh, babe, you're the sweetest thing. So sweet you make sugar taste like a green persimmon. Sweetest thing, yeah, baby. Oh, I don't
don't care how you feel. You just don't realize you got yourself a good deal. She's 19 years old. She got ways like a baby. Tell me where she been. Then she'll start a conversation. Jaws don't have no wind. 19 years old. She got ways like a baby child. Satisfied.
such every part of me with the thrill that satisfies and sets me free. Your love is sweet nectar, babe, it tastes so perfect, just like a vaccine taken orally. Your divine elixir's thrilling effect makes my bodies gleam internally. Your love is my wonder drug. Oh, babe, your love is my cure.
I hung my Everybody's having a good time. And I know you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I make myself comfortable? And to kick off these shoes. And while Sadie's fixing me a drink, won't you play me some of those down home blues? She said I don't get out much on the town. I really don't like all that running around all week long. But tonight I'm gonna do as I choose. She said, tonight I'm gonna get my head back, and I'm gonna party on these down home blues. Down home blues, down home blues. All she wanted to hear was those down home blues all night long. Every other record on. Tonight I'm gonna get my head back. I'm gonna party on these down home blues.
Thank you.
babe. I used to feel all alone. I didn't know the joy that love could bring. But now we have a home. You made my heart sing. You made me feel like a new man. I feel proud. I feel strong. Side of me, a lady when you touch me, and you brought out the good side of me, a woman when you kissed me, and you brought out the good side of me, a lady when you thrilled me, you brought out the good side of me, when you gave. Thank you.
love can feel when I spread my love on you. You will know I'm for real. Now if you ain't scared and shamefaced today, baby, I can make you feel like a good woman should. I say if you ain't scared and shamefaced, baby, I can make you feel like a good woman should. Let your feelings flow free. You do things you never, never knew you could. Oh, now you say you need.
Here, the Blue Showcase. That was Ron Hill and his CD Healed. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we're trying to find him. So if you know him, especially in the Southwest, where I think he's probably at, an old blues guy playing bass guitar, sings like the best blues singer around, and have him contact us at the Iowa Blues Showcase as bluesman2001 at hotmail.com. Real quickly, people on the CD, he had J.C. Anderson on guitar, Kirk Kaufman played guitar on You're Loving and You Brought the Good Side of Me. He is the guy who owns Junior's Motel in Otho, Iowa, the recording studio. We also have Brian Martins on keyboard, Sam Salamone, Des Moines legend, blues Hall of Famer, jazz Hall of Famer. I believe he's even in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I'm positive he is. The guy is the best keyboard player of every genre in the state. He is amazing. He'd had a couple rough years for his health, but he's back and he is playing better than ever, ladies and gentlemen. Howard Ferguson is playing drums on this, on Sweet Thing, You Are My Sunshine, and Don't Be Scared, Shamed, Face It. And he now is a one-man band. He plays guitar, acoustic guitar, drums, and sings. And plays a lot at the Greenwood so and other places that do acoustic. So if you get a chance to see him, do. Back then he was a drummer. Also Paul Thompson, another great local drummer. John Hahn, another great local drummer. Kai Hobb, the studio drummer from Otho. And yeah, Kai even played on one of my releases, so maybe someday I'll do one of mine. And then Sean and Scott were his grandsons, and they played on Down Home Blues and Dust My Blues. So there you got it right there. The amazing CD, some Southern Soul for you tonight. Now, like I said one last time, to get a hold of us, bluesman2001@hotmail.com, we are looking for him. I mean, this guy is overdue for the Blues Hall of Fame. I mean, you know, we need to know what happened to him. So if you know, please contact us. I would greatly appreciate any information you can or you have. Please email that or get on our Facebook page. It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. And contact me that way or contact me on Facebook, Tom Gehrig, either one. All right, so quickly, because we're running out of time here, the showcase is coming up on the 25th of September. We also, real quickly, Steve George is coming on October 30th, and Cindy Kirkpatrick, Dewey Cantrell, CeCe Stewart, all of them have talked to me, and we just need set dates. Also, Kent Burnside said he wanted to play, so we got to set that date up too. We still have openings, so if you want, get a hold of us, bluesman2001@hotmail.com. Finally, October will be a show dedicated. Jimmy Pryor will be his 100th birthday. Of course, there's questions on whether his birthday would be the 16th or the 17th as far as 016 or as far as the date 2016 or 2017. I'll get into that next week. Also, coming up in October, we're going to have on that show on his actual birthday, because we'll be recording after his birthday. But on his birthday, I'll be playing a CD that he recorded in 1967 at the Pines, which that will be like 50 years old coming next year. So yeah, we got a lot of cool Jimmy Pryor stuff coming up. So his 100th birthday, you know what? My attitude is let's just celebrate his birthday all year. Why not? That way we'll get it right because he was that important to Des Moines. All right, so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I am glad you came. I hope you had a good Sunday. The blues will always, always help you out and make you feel better, even in the bad times, no matter what. And yes, you know what? I miss playing on Sunday nights with the boys, but you know, change happens, and there's not much you can do about it. And coming in September, we'll have new shows and new faces and new people, and I'm still trying to get the guys to come back to do one more show. So keep your fingers crossed, and we will see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase. Well, it's all green corn.